91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Toyota is leaving its headquarters in Erlanger, Kentucky. The company announced yesterday it's building a new headquarters in Plano, Texas. The move's expected to take a couple of years, but it already has many concerned about what it will mean to the greater Cincinnati region. Later in the hour, we'll hear about the Flying Pig Marathon and we'll be joined by wildlife artist John Ruthven. But first, joining me to talk about the Toyota announcement, Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce Interim President Brent Cooper and Erlanger Mayor Tom Rouse. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First, glad to have you both here. You joined us on short notice on the telephone, and we greatly appreciate it. I'd like to start with you, Mayor, and tell us, from everything I'm hearing, this was a big surprise. You had no idea this was coming. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. No idea whatsoever.
What did you think when you heard the news yesterday?
Lots of things. The first thing that I came to mind was the lot of big corporate citizens and all the nice people to know who work for Toyota. After that, the effect I have on us in the city of Erlanger.
Mr. Cooper, tell us, as far as the chamber, interim chamber president, what this announcement means to Northern Kentucky.
Well, you know, let me say, first of all, you know, I share that sentiment. We were shocked to hear it. It's definitely a blow because they're the gold standard when it comes to our corporate citizens in our community. They do everything the right way. Even the way they're handling this, I think, is being done the right way. They're giving us time. As you mentioned in your intro, it's really 2.5 years away. So we have time to help families adjust, to help our economy adjust, and we will. In the big picture, in the aggregate, it really doesn't change overall jobs for the region. I mean, we're actually doing very well as a region from an economic perspective, and this, I don't think, will have a tremendous impact in the big picture. We have the lowest unemployment rate. The three northernmost counties have the lowest unemployment rates in the entire state of Kentucky, and the area added 9,600 jobs between February and March, and year over year, employment's up 18,700 jobs, which is an increase of 1.9%. That's coming out of NKU. And March marked the 39th month of year-over-year job growth for the region. So from a big-picture standpoint, we should be fine. We will be fine. But obviously, from a psychological standpoint, to lose Toyota is going to be a big blow to all of us because we have personal friends and folks, and they've done so much for our community. So I think from that end of it, from a psychological standpoint, it's definitely a blow.
Mayor Rouse, talk to me a little bit about what this means for the city of Erlanger. Your city, I'm assuming, doesn't have an enormous tax base compared to what this what the Toyota money brings in.
Yeah, the amount that we talked about yesterday was about $1.3 million per year in payroll and real estate tax. I try to be a glass half full kind of guy. It's a beautiful facility. I know that the chamber and our president and will be working very hard to build the building with Toyota in that case and replace those jobs with other kinds of jobs. Since we have a couple of years to consider what's going to happen, we'll be able to adjust our budget accordingly and react to what other developments may occur in the next couple of weeks. It's a blow. It's a lot of money, but we'll survive and we'll make do.
Mr. Cooper, talk about what it means. I realize the Northern Kentucky region doesn't necessarily include Georgetown, but the Georgetown plant is going to remain there. Do you think the fact that it will still be going and even adding some employees will help the region?
Absolutely. I mean, they will actually have 8,000 employees in Georgetown. That makes them the largest plant outside of Japan in the world. So that Toyota's made a significant investment in Kentucky. From a state perspective, we're going to be just fine with the addition of the new Lexus plant. And with some of these jobs are moving to Georgetown. Some of the engineering jobs are actually moving from Northern Kentucky to Georgetown. So And so from that perspective, state perspective, we're going to be fine. And then from our regional Northern Kentucky perspective, people have to understand we have a lot of tier one providers to Toyota that are going to remain here. We are number 10 in the country for cargo, our airport is. We have the number one rated airport in the country. And so we have a lot of opportunity here. Some of those, again, those tier one suppliers have a strategic reason to be here in Northern Kentucky. And many of them will continue to do that. And I think we will be adding a number of jobs to replace these jobs that we're losing so that we won't miss a beat.
Do you think, though, that those tier one, as you talk them, companies will remain once Toyota actually does leave the area?
Well, I do think they'll remain here. At least some of them will, because, again, from a strategic standpoint, in proximity to where the plant is and also to where our airport is and we're one of the top areas for logistics and distribution in the country. I think for the greater Cincinnati market, I think our region, Northern Kentucky, has 35% of manufacturing, logistics, and distribution right here in Northern Kentucky. So, yeah, I think we will continue to have some of those tier one suppliers remain here. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to add some in the future.
Now, Mayor, I don't know if you're directly involved with this, and I have to admit, we're having a little trouble hearing you. The phone line's not great, so we may just talk for another second or two. It's difficult to, the phone's breaking up. But one of the questions I did want to ask is, with the facility emptying out in Erlanger, will you personally, or will you work with the Chamber and others to try to bring another big company into that location?
Erlanger, city government's not big enough to have a big development department. We have a development director. But we rely heavily on Triad and on the chamber to promote our whole area for business. And we'll just continue what we've been doing. I was watching on television last night and saw the mayor of Plano, Texas, interviewed, and his resources are way beyond anything the little city of Erlanger had. I could see where he was coming. But Marianne will rely on the same professionals we've always relied on.
Very good, Mayor. Mayor, I'm going to let you go now just because the phone's breaking up. It's difficult to hear. I have a couple more questions for Mr. Cooper, and then we're going to move on. But Mayor Rouse, Tom Rouse of Erlanger, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Marianne.
Mr. Cooper, talk a little bit more about the idea that you said you have time with 2.5 years that Toyota is going to take to sort of work its way out of the area. I heard there is also some talk that they are going to continue providing philanthropic money to the region for a while.
Yeah, correct. They've made some significant commitments, and they announced yesterday they will be making an additional contribution of $10 million to areas affected by their consolidation process, and Northern Kentucky being one of them. When I was talking about there's time, we've got some really terrific economic opportunities here in Northern Kentucky and greater Cincinnati. And again, we just were notified last week that the GE had decided to add 1,500 jobs on the Cincinnati side. Many of those folks will be living and working and playing right here in Northern Kentucky. We are part of the region. We are from that perspective, we're going to have some wins. We're going to have some losses. But overall, we're having much more success than failures. And we also got a new angel tax credit passed from the legislature this past session. And that angel tax credit will give us an opportunity to get more to entrepreneurs, to startups, organizations like our UpTech, that will enable more economic development in the region. And so I'm excited about those developments. And like I said, our economies are doing very well. So I think we have time to adjust to this. And again, to get those employees that are affected by this, if they want to remain in the region, we're going to find jobs for them so that they can do just that.
What's an angel tax?
Angel tax credit is basically where, let's say you were making an investment in a startup company where the state or cities, in this case it would be the state, would give you a tax credit for making that investment. It sort of takes the sting out of any potential losses, reduces the risk of the investment. So competing areas like Ohio, for example, have those tax credits. And so this angel tax credit legislation on this end would enable more investments in startups on the Northern Kentucky side, and would enable us to have more startups decide to locate here.
What will the Chamber and Triad, I don't know if you can speak for Triad, really be doing over the next year or so as Toyota starts to phase out? I mean, will you be directly talking to employees that want to stay? Are you going to encourage them to stay as opposed to going with Toyota? Because I know Toyota said they're willing to keep everyone employed just in new locations.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, Triad and the Chamber are very, very closely aligned. We met yesterday. We met again this morning. We are going to be working together collaboratively with all the other community partners to ensure that we've got things in place for Toyota and for its employees to assist in any way we can. We're going to do as much or as little as folks want us to do. We want it to be an easy place to do business. We feel that Northern Kentucky has that. We've set up things and we've set up processes and procedures to make it easy to do business, and we're going to continue to grow those areas. We're going to be going out and meeting with all our companies in the area. We've been doing that. We're going to escalate that in light of the development yesterday. We're going to be meeting with employers from all over the region to ensure that we're doing things the way they need them to be done. And, you know, if employees, as you said, if employees want to stay with Toyota and move to Plano, that's absolutely fine. But we also want them to know if they want to stay that we're going to help facilitate that process. And we'll work with our community partners to make sure that happens.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I've been talking about Toyota's plan to leave Erlanger and move its headquarters to Plano, Texas. My guest, interim president of the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Brent Cooper, and as you heard earlier, Erlanger Mayor Tom Rouse. In just a moment, we'll hear about this weekend's Flying Pig Marathon, and then we'll be joined by artist John Ruthven.